America, and welcome to the Ohio Brett Show for God and Country in Sports. Because what are they trying to take out of sports? God and country. They don't even want us to stand for the national anthem. And heaven forbid if we pray with our teammates, our coaches, our athletic directors, the cheerleaders, and our fan bases. Well, here on the Ohio Brett Show on Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming network in the world, here's your home for uncensored truth. And in the locker room, we have fan bases from all over. The Miami Hurricanes, the Toledo Rockets, the Ohio State Buckeyes. We even have some of those funny-looking helmet team out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, that join in every week. But in that precious locker room, we bring guests in that share the truth. And we'll be ready to roll all race, all color, all creeds in that precious locker room. Buckle up today, folks. We got some superstars, and we'll be right back with some breaking news after this commercial break.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
The U.S. intelligence community is now using your tax money to fund the creation of smart clothing. It's called Smart Electronically Powered and Networked Textile Systems, or Smarty Pants. How quaint. The clothing will allow for massive tracking and monitoring of citizens, including audio recording, video capture, and even indoor geolocation. In addition to the Department of Defense spending your money on this, look who else is investing. Vanguard and BlackRock, whose CEO is fond of saying,
"We are forcing behaviors."
Just think, these clothes will have microphones that look and act like threads, and they'll be able to record and transcribe your conversations and send them to wherever. They'll even give you increased exposure to radio frequency radiation. I'm sure that'll be safe. And even if you choose not to wear these clothes, you'll still be tracked by clothes worn by people around you. I'm sure none of this will ever be used to violate your constitutional rights.
Hey, welcome back into the locker room with Ohio Brett. And many of you know, Brett Bowl from Dublin, Ohio, was blessed to go to all 50 states in 2022, where I had three assignments from God. Encourage the team, recruit for the team, and help fundraise for the team. And I love that team that I represent, Team Jesus Christ. So when I get a chance to speak at a conference or MC or meet you in a hotel, or if I'm asked to speak at a church or a community event, you better believe I get a little jacked up when I get to encourage the team. Because a lot of you out there are also a player, a coach, a cheerleader, an athletic director, a team doctor on Team Jesus Christ. So I ask you, all of you on that team, where's your playbook, baby? That playbook is so precious. That's the Bible. Hey, coach can't put you in the game if you don't know the plays. And the second thing is, I love meeting recruits on my travels. And those recruits, you might be Jewish or atheist or any other religion, and I love sharing that Bible with you. For all the recruits, I ask you that precious question. What do you have to lose by reading the Bible? And it's not too tough to dig into the Bible. Hey friends, whatever day of the month it is, maybe you read Psalms or Proverbs. because the day is September 13th. And I tell you right now, it's not too tough to go to Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that have trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in the mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Friends, get into that playbook. And recruits, what do you have to lose by reading the Bible? And friends, we have lots of blessings out there that I've been able to meet over the years. And Brighteon has blessed me with being able to work the media room at many of the Clay Clark events. And our team out in Las Vegas did such a great job when I was under the weather, sidelined on the bench. And they are stud all-stars. I love being on Brighteon.tv. We got a great head coach in Mike Adams and Bob Denny and Bob Sisson and all of our producers. This is a first-class organization, and I'm honored to be one of 56-plus hosts on Brighteon.tv. But friends, there's lots of people that we can unite around, and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is one of those. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny from the state of Ohio, I was blessed with Coach Dave that we were able to go out and stand up for her when Attorney Tom Renz went into the hearing, and the state of Ohio Medical Board, they have indefinitely suspended her license. So friends, I want to pull up that website, which you can see on the screen right now. Please go out to drtenpenny.com, defend Dr. T, pray over her, and please consider making a one-time gift that'll go to her legal fund. And everybody has a different easy button amount that you could give. I'm fully aware of that. $10, $100, $1,000, $10,000 or more, whatever that easy button is, please consider praying over Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. As she stands up for truth, she's not backing down, and the team is going to rally around her. Please consider a one-time gift. And friends, I love the fact that you can follow me on that journey. I only have 12 states to go for all 50 again in 2023. That'll be 2 years in a row, 12 states to go. And if it's in his will, by faith, we'll complete that journey when I get on a plane in December to Juneau, Alaska. But you can follow me at ohiobrett.com, O-H-I-O-B-R-E-T-T.com. And friends, I'm so excited to be back in the studio today because you know the rules here in the locker room. I don't care if you're a Washington Husky fan, a Fresno State Bulldog fan. Congratulations to the University of Texas. You pounded my old coach, Nick Saban, at Alabama. Not too many programs do that. But friends, sports is my backdrop of my life. And we bring special guests into this precious locker room. And before we go out to football practice, our team is in the locker room. You got your ankles taped. You're stretched. And I'm so excited to bring into the locker room, sit up straight for Coach Steve Doan. Coach, welcome to the locker room.
Thanks for having me, Ohio Brett. Appreciate it. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great, and I can hear those beautiful sneakers squeaking on the basketball court. Because, Coach, you did such a great job as an NBA international scout and coach, and everything that you've done in the world of basketball. It is such a precious sport, and I'm so excited to bring you here into the locker room.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we got an open mic policy here. You know, there's a lot of challenges going on in sports all over the world, in middle school and high school and college and pros. I know at Michigan State, they've got a coach out there that made some bad decisions. And when I get a chance to speak to middle school, high school, college, sports programs, I talk about choices, decisions, and there's always consequences. So we got an open microphone. Coach, before we go to practice, the microphone is yours.
Well, hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. I know you wanted to hit on a little bit about what we're doing in Nashville, Tennessee with our men's encouragement group. And it started about 3 years ago with Jim Farmer. He used to play in the league for about 6 or 7 years. And he said, hey, coach, man, we should do something to encourage men and remind men how much God does love them. That's kind of how it all started. And it's grown in Nashville and now in Columbia, Tennessee, and Pulaski, Tennessee. And a guy started a group in Orlando. God is so kind. He's so forgiving. He's so gracious to us. And we can put a little book out now. It's called Return to the Father Because He Loves You. And it's been real successful. I mean, we're so blessed to just keep encouraging men all over the world and based out of here in Nashville that they can go back to their Father in heaven direct because He loves them so much.
Well, Coach, I know there's a daddy deficit all over America. It's not just in the inner cities and the suburbs and Appalachia in the country areas. It's everywhere. And that precious men, they have a hunger, and boys have a hunger to be around some real men, not some weak, pansied, not real men. And in the locker room, we can sense that truth. And for those of us on the team, we know that that frequency, if you read that Bible, buckle up, because it'll show you that there's only two places where you're going to choose to spend eternity, and only one way to get to an eternity into the presence of God. And we just have a hunger to be around some real men. So at Scouts Pub, I can't wait someday, by faith, I'll be able to watch you in action at Scouts Pub. Shout out to all you guys at Scouts Pub. I'll see Coach Doan in action there. But one of the things I noticed, Coach, by going to all 50 states in 12 months, and I'm seeing it again, is mama bears are everywhere. So it's a fair question. Where are the real men out there?
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you this right now. I'm going to dovetail on that just a little bit there, Ohio Brett, is that, you know, one thing there's a lot of men out there that are looking for some guidance and most of all, encouragement. And we kind of broke it down into five pillars now, and we have an outcome of that. And because we want men to go to God direct. And I'm going to go over those five pillars really quick, because what we found for a man to his life to just change and to just have things great happen and to become leaders, there's kind of five pillars we operate around. And it happens relatively quickly. Number one, as you said it on your intro, we direct guys into the Word. They got to be in the Word. You know, they got to get in the Bible like you read Psalm 13. Number two is they got to go to God direct. You know, we always say this, and it's, you know, sometimes people don't take it the right way, but your minister, your pastor, your bishop, your guru, your prophet, your priest, your new age guru, they all try their best. They can't help you. We got to go direct to the Father in heaven because He loves you. Very important. Number three, we always say, which real men do, we honor our wife in all things. At all things. We don't want our prayers hindered. And the next one is we cast all our burdens on the Lord. We don't do drama mama, us men. We don't gripe to other men. We don't complain. We don't tell everybody our problems all the time. We only go to the Lord with cast all of our burdens on Him because He asked us to do that. And that's kind of what we do with men's encouragement. And it's been unbelievable to see men all over the place, more than just a handful, have their lives changed so quickly and dramatically. And God gets all the credit. He gets all the credit.
I love it. And we're pulling up your website right now so we can share that. I know that that website will be updated soon. And that's one thing that we love to do here, Coach. In the locker room, that I take great pleasure in bringing in amazing guests so we can guide them to number one, Coach Doan, that I pray that everybody watching right now will pray over you specifically. You live behind enemy lines. It's a spiritual battle and not a political fight. So I want to pray a hedge of protection around you and your ministry, but also with your book. We can find that book on Amazon. I'm going to challenge everybody to go buy two books. Go buy one for yourself and go give one away to a buddy. I believe we could have tens of thousands of those books sold for you. But when someone buys that book, Coach, what are they going to read?
Well, they're going to buy that big. It's going to be just short clips about what we're doing on Friday. You know, they're like 10-minute speeches and they're transcribed to a book. and it's going to encourage men. And one thing it's going to do, I mean, it's going to really, really empower men and encourage men. But what we've also found, it ties into your first question, is that the result is going to be they're going to realize how much their Father in heaven loves them, and they're going to learn that the Father in heaven wants them to lead their wife and children back to the kingdom. They're going to learn that what is our role here is to lead our wife and our children and our grandbabies back to their Father in heaven who loves them. So it's going to be an enjoyable read, probably, you know, 5 or 10 minutes every chapter. And again, it's called Return to the Father Because He Loves You.
I love it, Coach D. And, you know, I love encouraging the team. When you and I can sense that frequency of Jesus in you. I wish you had a whistle right now and you were putting me through some basketball drills. And I loved being captain of high school basketball at Dublin High School and captain of football. And I was blessed to be student council president. I had such a gift that my parents let me stay and graduate from Dublin High School because my dad was left Ohio State when he was recruited away to be the athletic director, the first time he was the head AD for the mighty Toledo Rockets. And that's where he hired Nick Saban to his first ever head coaching job. But he left Ohio State. I know your son was a stud gymnast for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Sports is the fabric of our lives. So when I meet people all over America, it's not blasphemy when I say Team Jesus Christ. And I love encouraging the team. But Coach Doan, I could sense that you were a great recruiter. And we do have to go tell our testimony and our stories and guide people to Jesus. And that's called recruiting. And there's so many different styles of recruiting. Jerry Tarkanian was different than Bill Self or Ryan Day or Nick Saban. What are some of your recruiting stories that you'd like to share here in the locker room?
Well, I have all kinds of recruiting stories, but you mentioned somebody, Drew Gooden from El Cerrito High School, that I was trying to get involved with. He ended up going to Kansas when your dad was the AD there, but I ended up getting two great players off that El Cerrito High School team. You know, as far as recruiting goes, my basketball recruiting in the day, being a JUCO guy, was nationally or internationally. And I was fortunate enough to have some great players, and there's lots of stories around it. But right now, I'm really more, my mindset is getting other men out there to understand what they need to be doing, their recruiting, and that's staying in the Word and letting all these young men know and their relatives and their kids about where to direct them. And when they're coaching back in the day, I didn't know the Lord. I was not a Jesus follower. So everything was directed in recruiting about come play for me. I'm the man. We'll get you a D1 scholarship. And we did all these things, but there was no concern for the soul of the young person when I was recruiting before I knew the Lord. Now it's all about recruiting young men and older men or grandpas. And getting, I'm really concerned about their heart condition and their soul and directing them to the love of the Father. That is all we're thinking about right now in the recruiting of men all over the world. And the great outcome for them, they won't get a D1 scholarship or they won't be a mid-high major, but what's going to happen is that they're going to be encouraged and they're going to be able to lead their family back to the kingdom and back to their Father in heaven.
Isn't that great, Coach, that the Ohio State Buckeyes, that scarlet and gray, can go up and battle the maize and blue, and we're going to try to bash each other and beat each other on the field, but once that final whistle blows, there's only going to be one winner, but many of those players and coaches and fan bases are also on Team Jesus, so we're on the same team after that game, and you and I have such a blessing of a sports background. But there's so many bigger things than sports in our lives. And that's why I love migrating to the athletes, because we are those that will cry out against the abominations in our midst. The athletes and the coaches, we will protect our cheerleaders and our neighbors. And that is showing love of neighbor, but there is a standard, Coach. It's like the Kansas Jayhawk way, the Ohio State Buckeye way. The coach at Miami, the Hurricanes. He's trying to bring back those glory days. But there is a standard. And what is that standard that when people ask us as Christians, what is that standard?
Hey, Ohio Brett, that is the question for men out there. And the standard is we need to be men who love God, period. And we have to be serious about that. And we know what God says about hypocrites. And we don't want to be that. Men out there now need to return to their Father in heaven and be men who love God, are not afraid to proclaim God and his word, be strong in faith, and direct others back to the word. And that's what men need to do. And as leaders and coaches and fathers out there, that is our responsibility. And we cannot back down from that. We got to stay strong in that. And if we're going to save our country and save our land, we must return to the Father. And we need to lock in on that as you do in sports.
I love it. And that's such a great closing comment. Coach Doan, thanks for coming in the locker room with Ohio Brett. I appreciate you so much. Everybody watching around the world, pray over Coach Doan and go buy his book. Thanks, Coach, for coming in the locker room.
God bless, and we'll see you in Nashville.
Sounds good. Friends, that's what we do here in the locker room on the Ohio Brett Show for God and country in sports. And I shared earlier the three parts of my game plan that God gave me. Encourage the team, recruit for the team, and help get funds out to the team. And as a fundraising consultant, one of the things I do is I'm invited to go to communities all over and we can run some fundraisers. We're adding a concert experience. And I've got a friend, Glenn Baker, a country Nashville recording artist. And Glenn Baker just got his song, No New Normal, picked up by 200 radio stations. They're playing it in Oklahoma, Texas, and Illinois. And we're gonna be introducing a concert experience, fundraiser for local groups. And if we can, let's go ahead and play his song, No New Normal.
Americans are facing a new normal, one that may include losing their jobs.
But certainly the new normal will be different than the old normal.
But what we do know is this is massively gonna change the way that we live our lives.
And the challenge that no matter what the new normal looks like.
But is it also fated to be your future?
I woke up this morning and looked out the door to a country I don't recognize. They put masks on our face to hide our pain, and there's no fire in most people's eyes. We can't go to church to worship God, but we can loot and riot and steal. There's those at the top that are twisting their knobs, and man, it's making me pretty ill. I saw on the TV a group of kids stomping on Old Glory out in the street. They lit her on fire, and it made me pretty mad to see her lying in filth under their feet. Then I paused to remember they may not know any better than to do whatever they see. Cause they don't know anyone who was raised in a way as someone such as me. No new normal, we gotta take our country back. You can take it or leave it, but it's a matter of fact. There's those on the left and some on the right trying to pull off puppet strings. If they don't stop, it's gonna be a fight, and that's alright with me. On that we cannot see, and it's happening all around us. Paying people to fight and riot and burn and bringing them in on a big bus. They're destroying our business, threatening our lives, trying to take our liberty. Then the talking heads look us right in the eye and say, that's just the way it's gotta be. No new normal, we gotta take our country back. Take it or leave it, son, but it's a matter of fact. There's those on the left and some on the right trying to pull off puppet strings. If they don't stop, it's gonna be a fight, and that's
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Experts agree that cardio, muscle, and brain exercise are critical to overall health. But what if you discovered you were missing an exercise that the Surgeon General says was just as important? It's called Juvent, the first clinically proven micro-impact platform in the world. Juvent's clinically proven, patented technology discovers the right frequency of micro-impact for your body. Simply stand on it for 12 seconds and calibrates the Juvent to the uniqueness of your size and body mass.
Brought up the webpage here of the Juvent webpage so people know what we're talking about. It's a platform, it's a micro-impact platform. And I literally use it every day.
Knee pains and joint problems and back pains that they've seen resolve with using Juvent.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Hey, welcome back to the Ohio Brett Show for God and Country and Sports on Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming network in the world and your home for uncensored truth. And friends, many of you know that I was blessed to go to all 50 states in 12 months in 2022, 12 states to go before December 31st for all 50, 2 years in a row. And if it's in His will, it'll be done. I love encouraging the team, recruiting for the team, and helping getting funds out to the team at the local level. And I'm proud to be on Team Jesus Christ. And can you believe that my advisory board is letting Ohio Brett go back on campus? We're going all over America this college football and basketball season. And this weekend, I'll be with that mighty Tennessee Volunteers. Go Vols as they go into the swamp. The late night game, 7 p.m., Tennessee versus the Florida Gators. I'll be stopping by the Beta House first because I can't wait to share some truth with those fraternity boys and make sure that they watch Sound of Freedom and Died Suddenly and Bloody Hill and 2,000 Mules. This is going to be fun stuff, folks. We just don't go to college campus to go watch the football games, but we do get a little excited of sharing real truth with every single audience, because evil has crept in unawares in every single aspect of our lives. But we don't apologize that college football is the big dog in America. So let's get jacked up a little bit and let's watch the Ohio State hype video.
Go play as fast as you can play. Let's compete. Do it.
If someone says you're a great team, it's because you bring it week in and week out. It doesn't matter where, it doesn't matter who, you bring it every single week.
Straight and welcome into the locker room. Our next guest, John Stubbins. Welcome on the Ohio Brett Show. Hey, I'm so excited to bring you in the locker room. I had to get that little Ohio State teaser in there because I know you do such a great job when you become Woody Hayes and you get booked to do corporate events and all kinds of events as Woody Hayes. John, welcome into the locker room.
Thrilled to be here, brother.
Well, you do such a great job with all of your programming and your movies and everything you do, standing up for truth in these evil times. Because make no mistake, it's my opinion, there's only two teams out there. There's Team Lucifer and Team Jesus. There's good versus evil. You're either of Christ or Antichrist. And John, I want to salute everything that you're doing, standing up for truth. The locker room is yours. The microphone is yours. Lay it on us.
Amen, brother. Amen. I'm thrilled to be here. And yes, it's great to have a strong tradition and background with college sports, in particular Ohio State football. I was fortunate enough as a young toddler to be around dad, and my dad worked at the university, and he had keys to the shoe. He had keys to St. John Arena. Pretty much every door on campus he had keys to, and I was fortunate to be around Coach Hayes as a boy, and learned quite a bit hanging around Coach Hayes, not to mention General Patton.
That's awesome. Yeah, what a legend he is. A lot. The sad thing about sports is that, unfortunately, our youth right now, that's why we got to teach the kids the right things to do, so when they get older, they'll know what to do. It's up to us to tell those stories of the legends of whatever sports teams that we follow, whether it's Ohio State or Michigan State or the Florida Gators or Tennessee Volunteers. But isn't that what's so great about this precious Bible? It's yes. Up to us as real men to tell the true stories of the Bible, so when our kids get older, they'll know what to do.
You know what's interesting, Brett, is no matter where we go, no matter what we do, whether it's my show, whether it's film, whether it's my new documentary, it doesn't matter. We travel everywhere, and the one thing that goes with us is our men's ministry. Our men's ministry is called The First Hour for Men. And you can go to that website at any time, thefirsthour.com, and you can order a free copy. It'll be sent to your front door. It's a 30-day boot camp for men, because we recognize that we have a fatherless crisis in America. And if you look across the demographics, Black community, it's 80% fatherless rate. White community, it's almost 50%. Hispanic community, it's almost 50%. All of those numbers are ridiculously poor. It's a horrific tragedy that's befallen upon us, because if you look back at the 1970s, all three of those demographics were under 3% fatherlessness. So fatherlessness is at the root of a lot of the evil that is pervasive in this country right now. And it starts by healing the man. And if you heal the man, you can heal the family. And we believe that if you do that one household at a time, that will spread across the entire country.
I stand in total agreement with that. As the locker room is in total agreement with that, that we have, it's us to us to get off the bench and into that precious game. And John, I love meeting so many all-stars in media, in real media, because the facts of the matter are, we're not going to ESPN or Fox News or ABC or CBS. What an abomination it is the other night when I'm watching the New York Jets play the Buffalo Bills, and shame on ESPN and the NFL and Disney for showing horror movie commercials when there are children watching those games with their dad and their granddads. There is no, it seems to me, we're not a Christian country anymore. We're in a pagan country, and I love what you're doing in media. If we could pull up johnstubbins.com, I love what you're doing with all of your interviews. And you've had some great interviews. I know you've interviewed Ted Nugent and so many other superstars. I just want to salute everything you're doing in media.
Well, thank you. Look, you're absolutely right. You know, just with the First Hour for Men, the author of that book, my partner Mark Cook, his son was a NASCAR driver, and you know, he also was a co-host and commentator on Fox Sports 1 for NASCAR Hub. Anyway, ESPN excoriated him because He's a Christian. So if you're a Christian today, they're coming after you. That's the bottom line. If you're a patriot, if you're law enforcement, you know, it really doesn't matter. I mean, these companies that have gone woke, you know, they're destroying this country. They've hopped on board, whether they know it or not, they've hopped on board with a Marxist movement that wants to see this country burn to the ground. And this country was founded on the principles of God Almighty.
That's right.
Not Lucifer.
That's right.
So if you forget that, you're going to have a hard time making it in this country, because that's not what this country was built on.
No doubt about it. And the truth is the truth, and the truth doesn't waver. That's what we're talking about, the standard of truth. And that's why I encourage everybody to read the Bible. No, I'm not going to debate you. I'm a seed planter. I'm going to all 50 states, and I'm a seed planter for Jesus. Don't get mad at me. Go read it. I believe every word. And John, you are involved in so many great projects, but I want to share with our national audience and everybody that lives out east, please tell us a little bit about your big, big event coming up in October at Trump National.
October the 5th at Trump National Golf Course. It's about 40 minutes northwest of Washington, D.C. We're hosting a huge event there. It's a Patriot Palooza. I've got President Trump's ICE director, Tom Homan, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Greg Phillips from 2000 Mules. Attorney General Ken Paxton from Texas, John Solomon, who's been at the head of the reporting on the Biden crime family and what's going on with that, Russia hoax, all of that. I've got a bunch of other speakers as well coming in, including our partners, Ted Nugent's Hunter Nation, Keith Mark Cook, First Hour for Men. And then I've got amazing musicians. I've got Daybray USA. I've got Jay Edwards. I've got Mark McKay, who's currently touring with Night Ranger. It's going to be a patriotic night. And we encourage everybody in Virginia, Maryland, that whole area, that tri-state area, to get to that event. It's going to be a night you will never forget.
I believe it. And I want to sound out that alarm that, John, I want our national audience to pray over you and support that event if you can. The website was up there. John, you're such an encouragement to me. We got to bring you back in the locker room for an extended interview. I appreciate everything you're doing. Can't wait to meet you in person. John, thanks for coming in the locker room.
And let me just say one more thing in case they didn't get it. Brett, God bless you, brother. Go to johnstubbins.com and you can click on events. It'll take you right to the page.
Perfect. Thanks, John. Thanks for coming in the locker room.
God bless you.
And friends, we can't duck our head in the sand that there are choices, decisions, and consequences. And in the Big Ten, there's lots of great teams. There's the Wisconsin Badgers and Illinois and Indiana, that ugly-looking team out of Ann Arbor, and there's Michigan State. And friends, the head coach at Michigan State is walking through some issues right now. Choices, decisions, and consequences. And I'm so excited to bring my personal friend and former Michigan State Spartan football player who played for Nick Saban. Please welcome back into the locker room, Judah Ayers. Welcome back.
Hey, what's up, Brett? How you guys doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, but there is some news. You know what? It started in Crunchy's when I was there this summer, talking, getting a local pulse on campus when I was there, and there was a buzz, and it wasn't a good buzz, about that head coach. And unfortunately, there are some things that have come forward, and Mel Tucker has to deal with those issues as the former coach of the Michigan State Spartans.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. We talk about honor, duty, and character, and things like that. And I hate to see a man fall. You know, we all have sin nature. And but you know what? I'm sure he'll rebound, learn from these mistakes, and get up, move forward. But you know what? The fight's got to go on. So you know what? I put on the Sparty hat today. Maybe I'll get an interview. I'll hook up with Coach D'Antonio or something.
I love it. Hey, we'll get you back together with Coach Ken Manny. We need to be Ken Manny back in to lead that strength room. But Judd.
The watchtower, Ken Manny.
I love it. But Judd, it's been great to get to know you personally. And as I could witness how you lead your family first, how you do your business, how you honor the Lord, and how you can stand up under some massive David versus Goliath moments. So we're back here in the locker room. Judd, I want you to go ahead, and you have your website, wewillstand.info. Wewillstand.info. The microphone is yours, Judd. The locker room, we're sitting up straight, and we're all yours.
Well, we have wewillstand.info. This is a website that was put together. Obviously, not something I wanted to put together, but you know what? At some point, people, Americans, we the people, have to take a stand. And as you know, I went to Michigan State University, played football out there, thoroughly enjoyed that opportunity, the opportunity to get a degree from Michigan State University. From there, as you guys know, I moved on and I started a business. And in the Michigan area and actually across the nation, a lot of people know of or heard of the Amway Corporation. And today, most people know it as Amway Global. Now, global is not a good term. And so as we put that up there, you know, the topics of today is unfortunately, I built a strong business for 22 years. And in doing so, that's 22 years, on January the 6th, I happened to be down there with some strong men of faith. You know what? We prayed for our country that day. We went to the Lincoln Memorial. We went down to everything that happened. And as everybody knows, the story now is starting to unfold, turning out different than what it was, is that, you know what? There was opposition and people crept in. What was interesting, though, is it's my story and I didn't want it. I didn't want it to tell the truth about it. But you know what? We talk about these things, and you know what we do? We live by the things that are in this Bible here. In Ephesians 5, it talks about this. It says, hey, you know what? It says that have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. You know, I didn't want to expose things. I didn't want to have to go down that route. But you know what? I found a company that literally was telling people all over the United States that they were doing a good thing. They're doing a patriotic thing. And you know what? What happened that day? I got phone calls coming back on January 7th from lots of my downline. And they said, hey, why did Betsy DeVos, why did she resign from President Trump, the we the people's president? Why did Betsy DeVos resign on January the 7th? And you know what? That started a snowball of events. And lo and behold, we did some investigations. I connected with some really great people. And in doing so, what we found or what we discovered was Betsy DeVos and Michael Pence have a relationship. You know, Michael Pence that day, we found out that he blocked the quorum. And this gets into some mighty details. But you know what? That Amway business that we thought was just here in America is a globalist operation. I didn't realize they were partnered with the United Nations as well. Well, lo and behold, what happens, I shared this information with the chairman of the board of Amway Corporation of my business of 22 years to stand up for freedom, to stand up for liberty, to stand up for honor and duty, to stand up for all these things that people are supposed to do to protect our country. Well, lo and behold, the next day, they sent me a cease and desist and terminated my business. Mm. And I was like, holy cow, what kind of landmine did I step on here? Anyways, long story short, Brett, as you know, we've been going all across the country. We've been connecting with different people, different events, different generals, different people who say, you know what? This has merit. We want to understand this piece a little bit more. Well, as you dive in deeper, President Trump is an incredible person in terms of what he's doing. But you know what? We've had what are called uniparty infiltrators who've come around from all the works, who've infiltrated his party in terms of what he's been doing. And you know what? They turn their backs on him. And it's really unfortunate, but you got to stand for this country. You got to stand for the Constitution and realize this is a republic, not a democracy. And in that republic that we stand for, one nation under God, here's what's going to happen. There's mighty men. I take this hat off. As I take this hat off, you know what? We got to wear multiple hats. And I put on the hat of a patriot. I put on the hat of General Michael Flynn. I put on the hat of Donald Trump. And you know what? Here's what's interesting. As I started to find out, you know what? There was books being written. People started putting up books like, you know, Fifth Generational Warfare by General Flynn. And what we started to find out was, you know what? This group was out there with what they call, and this is crazy for a lot of people, Brett, the New World Order is not a conspiracy theory. The UN and their agenda is not a conspiracy theory. These people are conspiring on a global level to take down our beautiful country. Now, what that means is, I don't even know if Michigan State football even fits in that equation after they're done.
That's right.
Because China has their own agendas. And you know what? Amway was in full partnership with China, full partnership with the United Nations, full partnership with the jabs, the heart exploders, and all that garbage that's out there. And so anyways, long story short, as I launched this website to get my story out, but it's not my story. It's a story of hundreds and thousands of independent business owners all across the nation who need to stand up. They need to hear their voice and say, you know what? We don't agree with this agenda. Just like Bud Light. Guess what? Bud Light overnight lost their business because, you know what? People at the leadership board say, hey, you know what? We're going to stand up for values that are not what this country stood for. And so anyways, Brett, yeah, that's a little bit about what's been happening. WeWillStand.info. I launched a legal case because they terminated me. And then because of my good sound mind and connecting with the proper channels to elevate this to the proper people, I had to write a letter to the chairman of the board, and I copied President Donald Trump on the letter. Well, guess what? People want to know the details as to why in the world was Amway Corporation paying 10 congressmen and 7 senators to impeach our president. And so anyways, it gets into a little bit more detail. Well,
those questions, and we got to keep asking question and question and question. And Judd, you and I are involved in so many ways, and with everything that we're doing out on the front lines, it's all about the local level. It's that local level where we can actually get education and truth out on so many categories. I want to salute, Judd, everything that you and your precious family are doing. I want to encourage our locker room to cover Judd in prayer. It's a spiritual battle, not just a political fight. And if you can, go to Judd's website, make a one-time gift at any amount that's easy for you. Judd, thank you so much for coming in the locker room today.
Amen, brother. And I'm looking forward to seeing you on the highways and byways. You know what? Taking back this country and standing up for, you know what? God said he will stand up for those people who stand up for him.
That's right. And Judd, thanks for coming in the locker room. And thanks for watching Brighteon.tv, your home for uncensored truth. We'll see you next week on the Ohio Brett Show for God and Country in Sports.